WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Tang from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are too.
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. You're on Twitch and you have time to have a Prime Gaming sub available. We can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. Happy New Year, everybody. It is Pop Goes the Rack. It is our New Year's special. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Hey, chat, you know you can subscribe for free by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen if you have Amazon Prime linked to your Twitch account called Prime Gaming, like Lindsay did for 55 months.
Woohoo! Gummy!
Ding. Tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Work, on the WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTRLive to join us as this is Pop Goes the Rack.
That's right, and we're not alone. We have a very special guest with us as well. Do we still have his intro?
No.
Okay, joining us from CB Radio and WTR Sunday Nights, we have the one, the only, the keeper of the records who's here to set us straight, Brent.
No, you got his name wrong.
I call him Brent.
No.
His name is Brent.
No. It's Turn.
Oh, the intern.
Just Turn.
Brent. King
no.
Kittens.
No, no, just Turn.
No, we are, I did not agree to that name change. I am not Cliff, okay?
No, we are not doing that Cope thing. No, 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 no.
No, he's not Turn. He's not Turn, no.
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 No, he's not coping with it.
They let me out of the basement, y'all.
We sure
had to at
did.
Some point, you know. There's fireworks. We had to let him out.
I snuck Red Vines in.
he did. Anyway, we're here tonight to go back and look how bad we did in predictions. I think last year we did really bad. Before, like, 2023 predictions were bad. We don't think we got that many points. I think
there were a few points. That was about it.
Yeah, I think we have more points this year compared to the previous year. So I think to be fair,
2023 had exigent circumstances in it.
I understand
2023,
that.
Especially the end of the year, somebody got a wild hair up their backside, and that was kind of it.
I get that.
They got fired.
Yes, I understand that. I'm just saying, maybe this year will be better. We're going to find out. And this year, we get more titles to go through.
Oh, yeah.
They added more championships to everything. So that should be...
All right, so let's start out with our WWE Speed Champion. No, I'm kidding.
No, that is one title we're not predicting. No.
So the Speed Women's Championship then?
No.
The Heritage Cup?
No.
Not quite. No. But let's start in NXT, Brent. Tell us how great our NXT predictions were.
All right. Oh, God. Welcome to the now on broadcast NXT. We're going to start with our NXT champion picks. Rock, you did end up with someone holding something gold. It sure as hell wasn't a title.
Uh-huh.
You had Lexus King.
I mean...
Your current Heritage Cup champion.
I mean, you know, he won by disqualification.
And he's now in a sudden death match.
Okay.
Is it a sudden death match, or is it just a sudden death match?
No, it's just sudden death rules of a Heritage Cup match, him and Charlie Dempsey. Lindsay, I mean, you wanted to chime in. You had Wesley.
He had a title.
He was kind of hanging around. Did he? I don't know if he had a title this year.
He was out half the year, but he challenged for championships.
Yeah, he was part of the Iron Survivor and some other stuff.
2023 was his championship year. Then he got hurt.
Yeah, then he turned heel and kicked his brother in the nuts, and
those that type of things.
Yeah.
Sibling rivalry, you know, it's love.
I had someone who got called up to the main roster.
Let's go.
And then 2 weeks later got released.
Oh, dear.
I had Dijak.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I thought they were bringing him back and they were going to do something with him. Yeah, no. Just no.
No.
Not quite. That was not quite it, Brent. Nope.
No. All right. Here we go. North American champion. Rock, you had Josh Briggs.
He did well in Japan.
That's great. He did sweet fuck all in NXT.
He was in title matches.
I don't even know
what
the fuck he's doing right now.
I think he's trying. I don't know. Who knows?
Lindsay had Lexus King, who we've talked about with the Heritage Cup. And speaking of the Heritage Cup, I had Charlie Dempsey.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, yeah. Good try. Good tries all around.
I mean, we had kind of people there. It just didn't align well. Speaking of aligning well, the NXT Women's Champion. Rock, do you remember who you picked?
Kiana Jane.
Yes, you did!
She got the call up, and then she got hurt.
And no one knows about her right now.
No, she's hurt.
Oh, I know she's hurt, but even still, like, people are saying, like, she's injured, but no one really knows. Like,
yeah, I know. It's one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Lindsay,
is it a 9-month injury, or is it she's injured and they don't know if she's coming back?
Creative. We'll figure out creative.
Okay.
Lindsay, you had, I don't know if this group is still around, one member of the Metaphor.
Oh, what was that?
Last okay. Legend.
Metaphor's a thing.
I know
she's still part of a tag team.
Something.
Yeah, they're still a tag team. They've been on the main roster a little bit.
I know that you know, she's been teaming with Chikara. I just didn't know if Metaphor, entity.
Yeah, no, it's still around, but Noam's heart.
Okay, and then Oro is just
being
Oro. But you had Lash. Didn't quite get to the women's championship.
Who did you have?
I had Thicker Than a Snicker, Nikita Lyons.
How'd that go for you?
Really did not see the title picture at all.
Yeah,
last I saw, she was with Ashanti, the idol?
Adonis.
Or what? Adonis? Or whatever his name is in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
All right. NXT Tag Team Champions. Lindsay, you had the champions for part of the year, just not at the end of the year.
Damn it.
Chase U.
I was so close.
And then there's no more Chase U. So
yeah, and Chase U died thanks to Ridge Holland.
Ridge.
I had OTM. I mean, they're I think the number one contenders right now.
I think so, yeah.
And Rock had Stevenson and Kemp.
I don't think either one's there now.
Nope. Wait, it oh no, Kemp is not part of No Quarter. That's the other guy.
Yeah. I had the brothers doing something together. And then one got fired, and then the other one got fired. So, you know, that's how it goes sometimes.
One had one match, got fired, and, yeah, did not go. So we'll say no points for NXT for anyone.
No, I would say, yeah, that we were shut out on that one, yeah.
All right, Raw or SmackDown?
Let's go Raw.
All right, Raw. We're going to start with the WWE World Champion, Rockhead Gunther.
Hey, I got point. A point. Let's go.
First one on the board.
Let's go.
Lindsay was thinking, yeet.
I mean,
he had gold this year.
He did have gold this year.
Just not the top gold.
No.
And I had the second city savior.
He hasn't challenged for, I mean, on TV, hasn't challenged for gold. So.
So, all right.
And that's a couple of no yeets on those. No yeets.
Nope. All right. Intercontinental title. Rock had L.A. Knight. No.
He was U.S. champion.
He was U.S. champion.
Secondary title.
Not at the end of the year, though.
I know.
And not the Intercontinental title.
I know. But he was close, a champion. He was a champion.
Yes. Lindsay had the big strong boy who's injured, Tyler Bate.
That's annoying.
That was not quite going to be a thing. Nice try, though.
I thought about it.
And doing his daddy and uncle proud, I had Braun Breaker.
There's a point
That's
for
a
Brian.
Point.
As the Intercontinental Champion. All right. Raw Women's Champion. Rock had Tiffany Stratton.
Feasible.
Yeah. I mean, she could have been Raw Champion if she had pinned Liv Morgan when she was supposed to.
But she hasn't. She sells the briefcase. Still time.
Right. But not at the end of the year.
Not quite.
Lindsay's choice won't be competing for a WWE title in the foreseeable future, unless she gets rehired. She had Tegan Nox.
Oops.
Hypothetically speaking, yeah, she didn't get the title.
Nope.
That's a bummer.
I had someone who still has yet to be called up to the main roster, mostly due to injury status. I had Cora Jade.
Oh.
Good try.
Yeah. Raw Tag Team Champions. Rock had Pretty Deadly. No boy.
No, they're on SmackDown.
Speaking of SmackDown, Lindsay had DIY.
Damn it.
Close.
And they have titles, too.
They do.
They have titles. They're heels. They're on the wrong brand.
They are the WWE Tag Team Champions, not the World Tag Team Champions.
I got Tag Team Champions right. I just didn't get the brand right.
And then I went with the safe pick, and they just turned heel and did not really get the titles this year. That would be the New Day.
It's not a New Day. Nope. Not for you. Nope.
I mean, it is a New Day, just not
for
you. Gold.
No.
Yeah. All right. So right now we are sitting at one for Rock, one for me, and Lindsay is just happy to be here.
Basically.
So now we're on to SmackDown. So Rock, you know how you were saying about someone was not even challenging for a title on television yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had him on SmackDown.
I had CM Punk, yeah.
Yeah. Lindsay, we both believed that there's more than one wrestling royal family. We each get a point for Cody Rhodes.
Yay!
United States Champion. I'm just going to say right now, none of us had Shinsuke Nakamura. Nobody.
No.
Rock had Solo.
I mean, he challenged for the Universal title, so he was a title picture.
He loved Solo, just not as much as Jacob. Lindsay had
kind of a weird relationship, I'm not gonna lie.
Lindsay had Ludwig Kaiser.
Look, I thought things. I don't have an explanation for those things, but I thought things, and here we are.
I had, let's just say, Mellow Mist.
Well, he tried many times.
He fought for the United States title and was firmly in the United States picture with the Best of Seven with Andrade and other stuff. He just did not actually get to hold the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Rock went with American Maid, a.k.a. the Creed Bros.
I thought they had a chance, but they didn't.
No. I mean, maybe if they jump to SmackDown, they will.
Maybe next year, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there is the transfer window.
Yeah.
Lindsay had the LWO, Del Toro and Joaquin Wilde.
Again, I thought things that didn't happen.
They ended up on Raw, is what happened.
Goddamn brand split.
And speaking of Raw, I had the Authors of Pain.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. SmackDown Women's Champion. Two of us thought that there was a chance that someone was going to be holding gold, and they did, just not the main brand championship. Rock and I went Jade Cargill.
It was a good choice.
It's a sound choice, and she is a was a champion. Then she got pushed into a car.
Yep. By the way, before we continue, just because she posts a photo on the internet, they're not cryptic. Stop.
What she posts on the internet?
Just pictures. Anytime she posts something, everyone, oh my god, it's a cryptic post by Jade Cargill.
She's trying to say something.
But what is she trying to say?
It's all about conspiracy theories now.
Internet, just stop. Anyway, continue.
Lindsay had part of Damage Control, Kairi Sane.
She tried.
It was close. Not really.
Speaking of not close, the Women's Tag Team Championships. Hypothetically speaking, Rock.
I had hope.
He went for Team Kick.
I thought a reunion with Damage Control would break up. There would be a reunion.
And one of them is competing for gold next week, right?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. The other one is sitting at home on Twitch playing video games.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Lindsay had the tag team of Electra Lopez and Lola Vice.
I have no explanation.
I mean, one of them's on the main roster.
Lola's doing pretty good, too.
Yeah, Lola's doing well down in NXT. Electra is just there on the main roster.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had the Unholy Union.
Oh.
Because they were the only tag team I could think of.
And they were champions this year.
They did hold championship gold this year.
Just not at the end of the year.
Yeah. No one, I think, predicted that it was going to be Bianca and Jade holding the tag team titles. And then transitioning to Bianca and Naomi. All right. So we are currently at 1 point for Rock, 1 point for Lindsay, 2 points for the intern. Now we get into the interesting categories. Surprise call-up. Rock, you went with Ariana Grace.
Yeah, I know.
Any comments?
I mean, she could be next year.
I mean, she made an appearance on TNA.
She reunited with her father.
Yeah, I that's not a call-up, though.
No.
Lindsay will earn a point here because she had Ilya Dragunov.
I would take exception to the surprise aspect of this pick.
Don't you take my point away from me.
If we're going by the letter of surprise, it didn't seem like a surprise, but you'll get your point. But I argued it last year. It was not a surprise pick, but here we are.
I mean, I had.
Yeah, you don't get, you wouldn't have, yours is not really a surprise either.
I had Money in the Bank Barbie, okay?
Yeah,
she was on NXT. She wasn't on the main roster yet. It counts.
Yeah, but the word surprise, like I at least went someone who may or not been called up. That's a surprise. They went with here is someone, you know, that we all know are going to come up.
We didn't know for certain that they were going to get called up. They were on NXT at the time.
They were earmarked for the main roster, but that's okay. Give them their
points. All right, breakout star. This is where we are going to need some debate about what defines or if we think this person, quote unquote, broke out this year. Rock, your case for Bronson Reed.
I mean, was it 6 tsunamis on Seth Rollins? I think he's elevated himself. He was in War Games until he broke his ankles. And...
Well, I mean, he was in War Games throughout the whole match. He just broke his ankles during the match.
He broke his ankles. No, he definitely had a breakout year.
Have been a bit more of a breakout had he had, you know, nature not kept him from the elimination chamber.
I mean,
but he's in a better spot than he was. He's in a better spot than he was a year ago.
I mean, technically,
well, yeah, because he's tired.
You could argue that he had a breakout year in a different way.
He broke his ankles.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to take the shot. Okay.
It's Lindsay, not funny. Feel better, Bronson.
Lindsay, would you award a point for Bronson Reed?
Yes.
Okay.
Considering the fact that he went from being fired to in War Games and a top contender, yeah, that's a breakout.
Okay. Lindsay, you have the dais. Your case for Ludwig Kaiser.
I would say no. I think he's in the process of having a breakout year. I think it's going to happen this year. He was on the rise towards the tail end of 24, like with when they've started spinning him off on his own. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I had that part right, where he was going to go out into the wilderness once Gunther won the title, and then he was going to have to make or break himself. But I don't think he had anything monumental. I think he's had some good matches. I think he's had some really good promos. I think he's found himself as a character. And I think this year will hopefully be a big year for him. But in terms of breakout, no, he did not have a breakout year.
I was going to say, if he held like a mid-card title, I would have given it to him.
Yeah, I would say if he had won gold, yes. But he did. He contended for it, but he did not win it.
Yeah.
So I think in 25, he will likely hold gold.
Okay. He's in the same spot he was last year.
Yeah.
A little better than last year, but not.
But he is not. He's no, on the card wise, he's still in the same spot he was a year ago.
Yeah. He's taking, like Lindsay said, he's taking the steps of changing his spot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, all right, so this is a little cop out.
You don't say.
But hey, they hadn't debuted yet. They had a great showing at the Royal Rumble. They held gold during the year. I think that's a breakout within WWE for when Storm is coming, Jade Cargill.
I don't know. When it was kind of guaranteed that that's what she was going to do.
We didn't know she was going to hold gold this year. We knew she was going to be...
No, I think we all kind of, like, predicted she was going to hold gold. We thought it was going to be singles. We didn't think it was going to be tag, which honestly is a much smarter move on their part than a singles title. Do I think she had a good year? Yes, absolutely. I don't know if it's the breakout year, because she leaned really heavily on Bianca and Naomi to get her through it, because she's still learning, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it wasn't anything that she necessarily did on her own, because the packaging and the presentation was more or less exactly what she was doing in AEW. She just had sort of like moral support behind her to carry her through. Like, they did a really good job debuting her and presenting her, and they put her in a very, very strong position. And I'm kind of with Matt on this, where this year will probably be her year if she can get healthy, because I fully expect them to spin her off into singles this year, maybe like halfway through, to build her up for 26.
Oh, probably at Mania.
Yeah. If she's ready. Like, I don't know if she's ready, but I would argue that you can argue it both ways. But since it was a guarantee, to me, that's not a breakout.
A singles run would have broke her out.
Okay. So going into our bold predictions for the year, Rock is at 2.
We have one other category before that.
Oh, yeah. Surprising return. Rock went with Mickie James.
Didn't happen. Sadly. No.
Well, I mean, she's going to debut on that show with, she's going to debut on that show with the WWE as a trainer.
Yeah.
Just not this year.
Not this year. No.
she didn't like really.
She didn't back. No. No.
Mine did not come true.
Brent listened to rumors, speculation when he made his all the talk.
CEO. CEO. CE nope.
He bought into the internet rumor.
I thought that would have been fucking funny.
What was it again?
That Mercedes was going to come back at the Rumble.
Oh, okay.
That she wasn't going to sign with AEW. She was going to use AEW as leverage, sign with WWE, and get bank essentially for it.
Well, I mean, in theory, she still could. I'm sure she intends to at some point.
Probably. Yeah,
but there was this big rumor, and then he bought into it and made a surprise prediction off of that.
I went off of being a fucking troll. That's what I was going for.
Yeah. That's exactly what you did.
Lindsay went with Bo Dallas.
She gets a point.
Yay.
Uncle Howdy. All right. So now going into our bold predictions. Brock is sitting at
2
points. Lindsay has 3 points. I have 3 points.
Okay.
Our bold predictions for 2024. We'll start with Lindsay. Do you remember what yours was?
That Seth Rollins would be out of WWE.
Seth Rollins would be retired by the end of 2024.
Right couple, wrong person.
Well, and she's probably on her way back.
And she's not retired.
But she did retire.
No, she did not.
Nope, she just took time away.
She just took time away. It's not retirement.
Yes. And even Seth confirmed that on Monday. She took time off to go raise her kid, as he said angrily. I went with Roman will not be in the WWE by this point. Whoops. He's fighting for Tribal Combat on Monday. And AEW would be kicked off of Discovery by WWE. I mean, WWE took a shot in terms of breaking out new ventures. They just ended up going to Netflix. So I went bold and I just did not get it right. Rock, what was your pick?
No one with the last name McMahon will appear on WWE television as a character. And there was,
correct.
I was correct. No one
because
was a character on television.
I was going to say, because even though we did see a McMahon on TV, she was not in character. She was there as a loving wife.
She did a welcome to this, but that's not a character. She was not a featured performer on weekly television as a character.
Yep, and Shane did not come back after blowing out his quads.
He did not. No.
Last year.
So we have a three-way tie.
Yeah, everyone finished with three.
Nice. Hey. Good job, everyone.
We did good this year. We did kind of good, as long as we don't count NXT. We did good.
Let's start at NXT for these predictions.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, God. Here we go. All right, your NXT Tag Team Champions.
I'll go Hank and Tank.
Hank and Tank. Lindsay?
I will go with Gallus.
Lindsay's going Gallus. I'm going NQCC.
Okay.
The No Quarter Catch Crew. All right. Your women's North American champion.
Lindsay.
My women's North American champion. I'm going to go with Gigi Dolin.
Brian.
Zarya.
Tatum Paxley.
All viable picks. All right. Your NXT women's champion.
You go, Brian.
Yeah.
Lola Vice.
Lindsay.
Hold on to me. Stephanie Vaquer.
Zarya.
Rock went with Zarya. Your NXT North American champion.
Lexus King.
Okay.
Lindsay.
Harley Dempsey.
She's going with my pick from this past year, Javon Evans.
Okay.
All right. NXT champion. I'll go first. Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry.
But do you believe?
No, because he's not allowed in NXT. I still want them to pay that off where he tries to visit NXT and they're just like, nope, you're still banned.
But he shows up with a Wyatt Six.
Yeah, and they're just like, nope, you're banned.
The rest of you can come in. And then he throws on the howdy gear and he comes in as howdy and they let him in as howdy.
Lindsay, who'd you pick?
Femi.
Oba Femi.
Okay. Oba Femi. All right, Rock.
Javon Evans.
All right, so you think they're going to put the big strap on him?
I do.
All right. So now we'll go to SmackDown. Well, we have a general one here that I listed under SmackDown, but
that's fine.
Who's going to be the women's tag team champions?
I have Damage Control.
I have Bianca and Jade.
You think they'll reunite at the end of the year or stay together through the end of the year?
Possibly. It all depends on how Jade comes back and if they feel she's ready to go out on her own.
True. I have Fatal Influence.
Okay.
Your women's United States champion.
I have Jordynne Grace.
Julia.
I have Shayna Baszler.
Okay.
SmackDown Women's Champion.
No, all right. We're going to make it just for the record, because they could change. Because they're not brand specific anymore. The WWE Women's Champion. So say the WWE Women's title goes to Raw, it would still count. Since it's,
okay,
it's
so
not,
we'll just say
because it's no longer a brand specific title. It actually has a real name now. It's no longer SmackDown Women's Champion.
And same with the U.S. Women's Championship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And the Intercontinental and the World titles. They're not brand specific.
The only things that are specific are the tag team titles, I believe, right?
No, they're WWE Tag Team Champions and World Tag Team Champions. There's no Raw or SmackDown anymore. So from here on out, it could, whatever it is, it could, like, if it flops, brands, it still counts at the end of the year. Nothing's brand specific.
Okay. I just made some adjustments there. Fine. WWE Women's Champion, currently on SmackDown.
Right?
I went with Jordynne Grace.
Right, you had the same feel. We've had the same feeling on people, just different belts.
Yeah. I thought, you know, her contract is up, so
I thought it was a little too early. And with them having a secondary title, I figured that would be good for her.
See, I pictured her facing like Jade Bianca, and so that's why I put her up there. I figured Shayna would be a good person to have as your secondary title because you can give her something and have a credible champion in the secondary. Lindsay.
Chelsea Green.
Ooh. She going big time then. Rock.
Julia.
All right. Your WWE tag team champions.
Lindsay.
I couldn't think of anybody, so AOP.
Okay, so they're switching. They're switching brands, or those titles will go over to Raw. That's fine. Rock.
The Street Profits.
I'm taking a leap here on this one.
Okay.
One of them is imminent. The other will be there by the end of the year.
Oh.
Cero Miedo, the Lucha Brothers.
Okay. Penta and Phoenix. Got it.
United States Champion. I'll go first.
You go first. Okay.
Oba Femi.
Okay.
I have Ethan Page.
Lexus King.
We all think someone is coming up by the end of the year to hold that belt.
Mm-hmm.
All right, your WWE Universal Champion.
Lindsay.
I say Solo.
Okay.
For the third time, your WWE Universal Champion, Cody Rhodes.
So he gets it back before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. And loses it twice this year.
Okay. But I'm putting my hands together, and I'm saying, I love you, Solo, but not enough to keep him from the big belt.
Jacob Fatu. Interesting. Okay.
Jacob.
Hmm.
All right. Your women's intercontinental champion.
We don't even have a first one yet. So.
Yep.
Because she needs something new to hold. And then by the end of the year, it would be a good time. You know, the belt's been passed around a bit and people had their shot. It's a secondary championship. But the man needs all the accomplishments in the world. So we're going to give it to the man. Becky Lynch.
Okay. Lindsay?
I think, you know, the title needs somebody who's thicker than a snicker. So I'm going with Nikita Lyons.
Okay. Lindsay's going Nikita. I'm going with the Prodigy.
Mm.
Roxanne Perez. Your women's world champion.
Roxanne Perez.
Rock, goddammit. We both... One brain. We switch people around, but it's still like, okay, these people will be holding belts.
He's melding into the one brain. It's happening.
Lindsay?
I'm going to say Dakota Kai.
All right. She's been mentioned a few times already. I'm going to go with Julia here.
Okay.
Okay, our world tag team champions.
Lindsay?
It's a bad day. Yes, it is. Evil New Day.
The semi-safe but bad pick.
Well, since they're now evil, I'm kind of hoping that maybe... That's a thing. And I called them the bad day in the sheet. They're not the New Day anymore. It's a bad day. So, you know, they're bad. They're heels.
Maybe it is.
Right.
Rock?
No, you.
Kevin Owens and Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
Bold.
Mm-hmm.
You're assuming they can like each other.
I think they're I think they'll combine for their utter hatred of everyone else.
By our spite combined.
Exactly. They'll go through and wreck people just for the fact of I just don't like you here.
The D'Angelo family.
Okay.
Okay, your intercontinental champion.
Oba Femi.
Alrighty. Lindsay?
Ethan Page.
I'm taking a huge stab in the dark here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
He's going to do his father proud. His true father. Dirty Dominic Mysterio.
Okay.
I think they will reward him for some of the work that he has done over the past few years.
Okay.
I could see that. That's just viable.
All right. WWE World Champion.
Lindsay.
Yeet.
She's going again. Jey Uso. Rock.
Braun Breaker.
The favor gets called in.
Oh, you think?
In case anyone doesn't know, CM Punk. All right. Now the fun categories. Surprise call-up star. So who's going to end up on the main roster by the end of the year?
Why don't you go first, Brent?
Hikaleo.
Okay. Lindsay?
Which one are we doing?
Surprise call-up.
Surprise call-up. I'm going to say Wesley.
Okay.
Sean Spears.
All right. Breakout star.
Brent, you go.
Julia. On the condition that she has gold by the end of the year.
Okay.
If she makes it up to the main roster, I won't say she's a breakout. But if she actually wins gold.
And holds it for a significant time. If she holds gold, okay. We'll debate it next year.
Yeah.
I'm going with Cora Jade.
Potential realized. Lindsay?
I'm going to say Bronson Reed heals up. continues his breakout run, and I'm stipulating this that he has to hold gold.
Okay, because he's already broke out once, so it'll be a second breakout. Okay. But the gold is the key.
Gold is the key, yes. Yes.
Okay. And I'm putting that as mine as well. Surprising return. Start with you, Rock.
Surprising return, AJ Lee.
Okay. Lindsay?
I'm stipulating this as in-ring, Big E.
Rusev Day.
You really think that?
Either Tony will cut bait because, honestly, Rusev's doing fucking nothing, or something will happen, and I think they would bring him in.
Okay, that's fair.
Because I think it's one of those, again, just like they did with, like, Cody and Ethan Page, and what they've been doing with Lexus King in a bit. I think it's one of those, hey, we can take these guys and make something out of them as kind of a poke to Tony.
Well, and also if Rusev came back, it would satisfy like honor in terms of he was at one point, they had him over and then they were like, yeah, no, we're not going to do that. So
yeah. And I think WWE would know how to book a monster as we've seen with a couple of people. And I think that would help satisfy Rusev a little bit in terms of, like, he would still look imposing as opposed to, like, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, all right.
The question is, does the ex-wife come with him?
Oh, no. That ship has long sailed. Besides, I hate to say this, WWE doesn't need Lana.
I mean, that's completely fair, but...
From the NIL deals that they have, some of the people they have in the wings, you can create a new Lana at the drop of a hat if you wanted to. I'm trying to think of that girl from, was it Nebraska Track and Field, who's already just like, damn. All right, now here comes the big one. What is our bold predictions for 2025?
Lindsay, go first.
I'm going to say Tony Khan takes a step back from AEW in 2025.
In what term?
In terms of he just becomes the owner.
So he gives up creative.
He gives up creative and he hands off creative to somebody else.
Yes, yes, yes.
Could be. I don't know who's doing their booking aside from Tony to speak to that, but I think even though ratings are okay and supposedly WB is happy, they're not seeing growth. They're stagnating and shrinking, and it's very clear that you can have every name on that show and it doesn't perform. So we know that that's a creative problem, which means that the person that is doing the creative needs to step back. And we saw what happened when Vince got removed from WWE and Hunter came in and he gave it a fresh new perspective. WWE is now in an amazing position because of that. So out of the bag came some good. So for Tony, it could be, yeah, you've done a good job. You've gotten us this far, but why don't you let somebody else take over? Why don't you let somebody else handle things from a creative standpoint and see what we can't do with the show? So I say he takes a step back from creative.
Okay.
I have two written.
Oh, you give me shit for doing two.
No, I'm only going to count one.
Okay.
And the second one I wrote as we were talking 5 minutes before the show.
Right.
So the one I wrote 5 minutes before the show, that's not counting, but I feel like I could make it anyhow. Cody Rhodes gets injured and is out for the majority of 2025. That's the one that doesn't count. One that will count, Kenny Omega retires.
By the end of the year.
By the end of the year, Kenny Omega retires.
So he gets his swan song at All In against Okada, and then rides off into the sunset.
I think health plays a big part in it.
Okay.
What about you, Brent? Because you were struggling.
I was struggling. I have two. I will go with the more exaggerated of my bold predictions. Both of them are, well, one of them affects two companies. The one I just kind of put because I couldn't think of anything initially was Tony will fold Ring of Honor by the end of the year. He will essentially just cut bait on it. Can't get a TV deal. It's not doing what he wants to.
Uh-huh.
He'll just keep it for like a TV, or he'll keep it for like the tape library, but operations of Ring of Honor will cease. That was the one I had initially. The other one I have is that I have two people ending up in the WWE by the end of the year. Ricky Starks and Dr. Britt Baker.
Oh.
There's nothing keeping her in AEW anymore.
So to get that right, they both have to join.
Yes, I will say both of them need to end up in WWE by the end of the year.
I mean,
that is bold.
There is nothing holding her there anymore.
And she's not being used. You've got Mariah and Tony and all of them that took her spot.
Yeah, that's a good one. But if you have to get both for it to count.
I understand, and if I had just done Ricky Starks, you would have been like, okay.
Yeah, no, that's not bold.
No, but adding the second person takes that up a notch.
Or just the second person would have been bold enough.
I get that.
I know.
But I'm taking the shot of both people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's our prediction. That's Pop Goes the Rack. That's all of them. We'll see how we did in a year from now.
That's right, but you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday, 11:30. It's CB Radio Live. It's the annual Greater Than Great Debate, right?
Oh, yeah, it's the fun and uplifting Greater Than Great Debate that we do every year and got added to right before the end of the year.
Hashtag play Rob.
God damn it, Rob.
We'll do that on Saturday. Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's Wrestle Talk Radio. They'll do their year in review, their best matches, moments, etc., etc.
I already have my picks, yay!
He did his homework. Will the others? We'll find out.
Well, I did part of the homework here for this, and then the other part will be... I'm working on it.
Well, yeah, part of this homework is in 2 weeks. Your prediction.
Yeah, that's right.
This week is the best moment matches.
Right, yeah. I'm good for that. Okay.
So that's Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show. When? When Raw ends.
We don't know.
Welcome to the new era.
You'll see the graphic, because I made a new logo and everything for the post show. It says, because I have to match the current new Raw logo, so I made a new logo. It says,
fancy up in here.
We got fancy.
Hashtag production value.
I know, production value. Monday nights, when Raw ends. It's just whenever it ends, we'll be live. We'll be back next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the Ramblin' Awards. Our best moments, matches, etc., etc. Ramblin' Awards on the rack next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Track Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get your podcast, just search the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio. Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the show by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card Rockinsock or
Lindsay Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy Spider-Man's Deadpool Wolverine anime. Actually, new regular Fortnite skins and more, because we are
hashtag epic partners. Brent,
you can find me on all the different social medias, Threads, X, Twitter, Instagram, at either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. And you can also see me Saturday nights on CB Radio and Sunday nights here on WTR. Yay.
Woo! And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, L-I-N-S-W-V. You can check me in on Twitch, twitch.tv/LinzWard, which we will be streaming this weekend because there's a Genshin update. There's things to do and things to scream and cry about because I've already been spoiled on certain things. And yeah, so if you want to hear me in pain, stop by either Saturday or Sunday. I'll figure out what day I'm going to stream. And it will be Genshin Impact. You can also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/LinzWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LinzWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, youtube.com/MBG1211. That's MBG Films. And like and subscribe and tell him we said hi because he does amazing content. So for Rock and for Brent, I'm Lizzie Ward. You've been listening to Pop Goes the Rack, our New Year special. And we will see you live next week for the Ramblin' Awards. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.